It is Saturday afternoon. My favorite half hour of the week is upon us. Daryl Grandy here on the Talk of Pittsburgh 1320 WJAS. And it is the half hour I get to talk with my dear, close, personal friend, the lovely, the talented, the one and only Michelle Conte. Conte Law Firm, your legal concierge. This is Essentials of Estate Planning here on the Talk of Pittsburgh 1320 WJAS. ContiLawPGH.com. C-O-N-T-I Law. PGH.com. That is the website, 724-784-0239. That is the phone number, 724-784-0239. Two locations locally. One, the OG location, 7880 Steubenville Pike in North Fayette, Pennsylvania. I was going to be there today, but some technical difficulties abound, and I'll be there next week as well. It's kind of on our end for the station. So we'll be there next week 100% to broadcast live. I love going to the Unlaw Firm Law Firm. That is the North Fayette location. And the new location, 3157 Mount Morris Road in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania. That is Suite 104. Good afternoon, Michelle. How are we doing?
We are doing well. How about yourself?
Doing all right. Doing all right over here in Radio Land here on a beautiful Saturday afternoon in western Pennsylvania. So many great things happening. So many things to be excited about. And you were telling me some interesting stuff as we before we started rolling here about some of the things that that you're doing with the firm. Some of the things that are happening this week with the firm and that people should know about. One of the things that you mentioned, I kind of want to use as a jumping off point, which you could use to start the original point of discussion here. When you work with clients, when clients call 724-784-0239 or they visit ContiLawPGH.com, especially in the phase and the state of where they're at right now as they reach out to you or in the process of it, it is something that we talk about on the show quite a bit. You and your staff and your team at Conti Law, the Conti Law firm, are really part of a bigger package for that person on the other end of the line, is it? Is it not? That you're just one of the many things that they have on their end that they have to deal with from their point of view in terms of this whole thing, right? The estate planning process, not and the legal stuff, and other things as well. And that's one of the things that you were talking about this week in terms of having to interact not just with the client itself, but you're almost part of a matrix where you have to not just have that one-to-one relationship, but you also have to interface with some of the other people in their orbit as well.
That's a good way to look at it. We definitely take the team approach if
sure.
the client's open to it, meaning that we work closely with their financial advisors, their accountants, their insurance
sure.
agents if need be. But there's a lot of misconceptions, and even the professionals they're working with sometimes will give erroneous advice.
Huh.
They shouldn't be giving legal advice.
Right, right.
Not attorneys, but part of my job is cleaning up and making the client understand what the law actually says.
Right.
And what I mean by that is, and I know we've talked about it, but, you know, I don't give financial advice. I don't tell my clients where to invest their money because
sure.
that's not my job. But the most recent, we had an issue with an individual who lives here and worked with financial advisor, and the financial advisor was giving her and the family advice about, well, we're going to use this vehicle because there's no tax implications, and
sure.
we're going to do this because it avoids probate, or whatever the case may be.
Right.
And I find myself oftentimes having to backpedal and say, let's start from the beginning,
right.
and let's go through each and every one of these points because they're not all accurate.
Sure.
So, you know, sometimes it's just sitting there and giving, a legal class to the client and their professional.
Sure, sure,
now,
sure.
Now, some professionals have been doing this as long as I have or longer.
Right.
And do know the ins and outs and know enough to be dangerous and start that conversation with the client. But, you know, it's very important, and I can't emphasize this enough, that the client actually speak with an attorney who
sure.
knows that area of the law to guide them through even the most basics about inheritance tax or about beneficiary designations or how assets need to be titled. So, you know, I think that's very important, and it makes sense to look at it from a team approach,
sure,
where we can all work together so everybody is on the same page.
Because that has to be a challenge, I got to think, at some point. We've talked on the show before about you and the staff at Conte Law having your own, just based on you being in the Wild and them being in the Wild, your own sort of, for lack of a better term, preferred partnerships, not formal arrangements, not people of, you know, that you have a pact with, as it were, but people that you know in those various disciplines, the financial world, the accounting world, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, who, you know, if I'm coming to you cold and Michelle Conte is the first person I talk to about any of this at any level in my life because, well, crap, I got to get this started, then you can say, oh, I know this financial planner might be able to help you out as well. I can speak well with him. But some cases, you might be the last person, that last piece of that puzzle, as it were, and you may have to be be entering into waters, as you said, where either they do things differently, and in some cases erroneously on their end, and you have to be the one to sort of smarten them up a little bit, or just have a different philosophy, a different approach to everything in a different way that you kind of have to dance with because it's a client at the other end whose needs are being served.
Sure. And you know, to me, I prefer the clients who need to start from scratch.
Right.
Because we can start with a clean slate.
Sure.
You know, there are, and I always tell them, I don't, some attorneys will handle both the legal aspect and the financial plan. I do not.
Right, right.
You know, it is ethical. You can have them in both roles. But I stay in my lane. I know what we're good
sure.
at.
And I was going to use that analogy too, stay in your lane.
Right, and I'm happy to make the referral and recommendation to say, okay, if you need this professional, here's who I personally would use.
Sure.
Same with other attorneys. You know, if there's a criminal defense attorney you need, I know who I would call.
Right.
Just because I'm in this world. Or if I'm in a lawsuit for mesothelioma, I can't even say that word, class action lawsuit,
sure.
I know who I would call. She's wonderful. And,
right.
and so there's various, you know, practices under the umbrella of the law that not everybody does everything well. We all have or should have our own specialty. So if I have a client who comes in and says, I need XYZ, I can gladly point them in that right direction. But same for the financial world, the accountant world, where, and I always say this to my clients, I get no kickback. I get nothing from this referral. I just know who I would use or...
Sure.
If you were my mom or my dad, I know who I would refer them to, and that's what I'm going to make this recommendation. Whether you use them or not is up to you.
Right, right, right. But it's your offering. It's your olive branch, as it were, to other people in other disciplines. Again, based on who you've worked with in the past and your experience as well. So it does have to be. I got to think because again, you said you prefer people who come to you from scratch, but not everybody comes to you from scratch. And I got to think it does have to be maybe some kind of a challenge in some cases to walk into something that you know your lane. Again, we talk lanes. You know your lane, but you may not necessarily the other people involved may not necessarily have, you know, the appreciation for how you do your thing at Conte Law. And perhaps vice versa. That has to be a tricky thing for them to balance. I mean, ultimately not your problem because it's the client's
right.
issue, but it has to be something that on your end can, you know, lead to a variety of challenges, I'm sure.
Well, and it always makes me laugh when I encounter another professional who gets very defensive.
Sure.
And, you know, even if I'm just reaching out to say, hey, our mutual client executed these documents. I offered to give you a copy of them just for your record. And that's it. And,
right.
and I got pushback a couple of weeks ago from someone.
No.
And they said, you know, they couldn't speak with me, which I understand. But,
right.
They didn't know if it was fraudulent. And I said,
Well,
reach out to them because I don't know who's sending you documents that would be fraudulent for a power of attorney. But
right.
reach out to the client, and I'm just being courteous and giving you a copy.
Sure.
But then I have others who come in, and now this is rare, but it does happen, who I had an experience last year with advisors. It was a team of them
okay.
who told my client that everything that my office had told them to do was unnecessary.
Oh.
And when we had this conversation, the ultimate goal was to shelter assets, whether it's from probate or long-term care costs,
right.
or creditors, or even taxes. we put a plan in place, which she utilized, and it was done. And they came back and were highly offended that they didn't take her advice. And, you know, it takes a lot for me to get heated, but I asked a question and said, what law school did you go to? Because last I checked, you don't practice law. So do you know the ins and outs? And when I started explaining the ins and outs of why we did what we did, and if I remember correctly, it had to do with probate and taxes, and there was a beneficiary who lived out of country. And so we put this plan together, which will, you know, ultimately work in their benefit. And the advisor at the very end did say, oh, I had no idea. Well, of course you didn't. Right. So, you know, I always like to say, stay in your lane. I'm not crossing over to give advice on where investments should be. And I'm not taking the clients from you. But my job is to make sure that their goals are met.
Right.
And if that goes against what you think, well, then so be it.
That has to be a challenge as well, because in some cases, you know, you may be running into a crosswind in terms of conflicting advice from another person on the client's end or from the client's team, and it might be sort of a spin the wheel kind of situation as to which person on the client's end of things has their ear first. If their financial advisor is saying that, oh, your attorney is giving you something that then, you know, and the client ultimately is paying for all of it. Now, that has to be a challenge, again, for a tricky thing to navigate is being part of a team that maybe you may not necessarily be familiar with everybody involved, all the particular players involved. That could add some dynamics that can make what you have to do in your lane quite the challenge.
Sometimes, and I hate to, you know, I always tell stories about the worst thing that can happen. Now,
because they're
frankly,
fun. They're fun.
They are fun, because they really drive home this is what could happen. Now,
exactly.
Realistically, most often, none of that happens. Most often, it's a great relationship where I now have a new referral partner and I can bounce things off of, and they can call me and say, hey, my client came up with this. Is this something that we could, you know, you could help them with?
Sure.
But, you know, that's 95% of our experience. The people are great we work
with. It's
the good
stuff, yes.
And, you know, it works out for our clients. But there's always one or two who make it difficult. I had a call with a client. It had nothing to do with what we were doing.
Right.
But it just made me laugh because we put something together. And I don't know if it was their insurance agent, but somebody who had nothing to do with what we were handling, and it was very basic, told them the exact opposite. And I said to her, well, you're the husband and wife. And I said, well, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I'm just telling you what the law says. So you can choose. And they were like, oh, no, I don't even think she knows. She was talking to her neighbor's friend who was telling her something. And I said, well, okay, that makes more sense because it's not coming from her professional guidance. She wasn't sure. But we get that from clients who say, oh, my brother's, uncle's, cousin's, nephew said X, Y, and Z. Is this true? And
sure.
And most of the time it's not. Because, again, you know, it might be based on another state's laws. And Pennsylvania is their own entity, and we handle things under what Pennsylvania law states.
And, again, the 5% is fun. That's the fun. That's the cocktail party stuff. That's the stuff you talk about when you can say, oh, how was your day? Oh, here's my day. But, again, what would you suggest for a client if they're coming to you cold, or if they have a degree of a team already built in place where you're coming in, not necessarily on the ground floor of that team, but as part of the process? What would you suggest for the client, a potential client out there, somebody who is going to call in a perfect world, 724-784-0239, is going to visit the Conti Law Firm at 7880 Steubenville Pike in North Fayette, Pennsylvania, or the Waynesburg location, 3157 Mount Morris Road, Suite 104. What would you tell that person in terms of the best way for them, knowing that it's them and knowing that you only have one lane as part of the multi-lane highway, in terms of forming a team, what would you suggest for a client out there for the entire team, not just the law firm, which of course we all know is Conti Law, but for everybody else in terms of what to look for?
So I always start with asking them, what are your goals? What keeps you up at night? What
Sure.
are you concerned with? What are you trying to achieve here?
Points of pain.
And we start with a basic foundation and from there build. So I have some people whose concern is perhaps they want to leave a legacy to their loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
And there's certain you know, strategies we come up with. And sometimes, you know, maybe life insurance is better in that option, or an annuity, or, you know, an investment. But it really depends on making sure, and I say this to them, I'm going to give you, and we can meet with together if you would like, a group, you know, various individuals, because you really need to find somebody you're comfortable with. The worst thing that can happen is I introduce you to Bob, and from the minute you meet Bob, you don't like him.
Right.
You need to have options, right? So you, first, you got to interview and make sure you connect, because let's be honest, quite frankly, they all can do the same thing. It's just, do you connect with them? Do you have, can you see yourself in a relationship, a professional relationship, long-term with these individuals? And once you make that connection, then we build from there based on what the original goals were, and we make it happen. So I think it's, you know, getting a sense of what you want to happen, learning what you don't know, and then making that connection with who fits.
Sure.
And then going from there and making sure the strategy plays out.
So there's a lot of things to just to be mindful of when people are looking for the whole thing, because again, this is a lot. I mean, not only do you have, and you know, as we've talked about, no such thing as too soon. There's only too late, right? I mean, as you start to build this, this is something a lot of people have, you know, maybe seen coming down the road or thought about, or, you know, the future, and as icky a topic as it could be to think about or consider or reconcile, it's a real topic. And as you put 2 feet down and start to really, you know, go through this process and who you find, of course, you and I talk every week on the estate planning and for the legal stuff, it really does require a team. And these are, it's a difficult topic, it's a challenging topic, but it's a necessary one. And to be able to have the right people in place, including Conti Law and the Conti Law firm staff, is essential, no pun intended, for a person to get through this smoothly and effectively and to mitigate, I mean, it won't be zero, but to mitigate any grief and hassle involved with this entire process.
I always giggle when, you know, I do start most of my meetings the exact same way and say, what brings you in? You know, what's the concern here?
Like a doctor.
I always chuckle when the client or prospective client says, we're old. It's off long enough. You know, and like you said, there's no time too soon to start thinking about this. You know, I always compare it to, you know, the monumental days of our lives, right? Whether it's, you're getting married.
Like sounds
and
the hourglass.
I always laugh at the people, you know, and good for them, that spend a fortune on their wedding but won't consider an estate plan at that point once they're married.
Sure.
Or if there's a considerable fortune in play, who won't consider a prenuptial agreement.
Sure.
You know, we see so many people, and I don't actually even do that, but we see so many people who will spend $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 on this, you know, day, one day of their life.
Right.
And, you know, it's a business arrangement. And I hate to say it, you know, I wish everybody married for love and they stayed together, but what's the divorce rate? 70%?
Yeah, I'm part of that 70. Facts. I mean, again, you hate to think like that because, again, of all the romanticization, especially on that day, I mean, you know, chances are you're probably thinking of that on the wedding day itself. You're invited. You got plus one. You're doing the dances. You're doing all the stuff. You're thinking all romance because romance is in the air. But I'm sure in the back of your mind, being who you are, you're fully aware of the fact that, yes, there is a business arrangement. And I'm sure probably, you know, you may have to fight against your better instincts to not be that person. But, you know, it's also a good chance to conduct some business while you're at the function as well.
I mean, we don't even handle that area of the law.
No.
And child custody and all of that. But in that same breath, you have to think about, you know, my clients who are these kids' parents.
Right.
And kid, you know, who I don't even know the average age, 25, 30, you know, who get married.
Right.
Who knows? But my clients who are their parents are saying, hey, wait, if I leave little Susie money and that marriage breaks up, she has that money that I worked so hard for, are they going to get it? And the answer is, as I always say, it really depends.
Yeah.
It depends on so many different factors, and I don't know how it's going to play out or how they're going to retain ownership of the inheritance. So maybe what you've worked for is going to go to your soon-to-be ex, you know, son-in-law or daughter-in-law.
That's a very real thing.
It's real. And especially if there's grandkids involved and the divorce has already happened and, you know, we're making provisions for these grandkids, perhaps they're minors, and, you know, there's no love lost between my client and their ex-daughter-in-law or ex-son-in-law. Right. And they say, well, I don't want them managing my money if my kid dies and the grandkid inherits. So there's all these little things and nuances that have to be considered, and no one wants to think about them, right?
No.
Either. But, you know, I always tell people, it's your money. You can do anything you want with it. But I'm here to add in these questions to really make you think, God forbid the worst happens, whether it's a child dies, predeceases you, if you want, you know, in that instance, your grandkids to inherit.
Sure.
Can they manage that money at such a young age? And who do you want to manage it? Do you want that nasty Nancy, you know, your son because she ran off with the pool boy? Do you want her in charge? So there's a lot of things to consider. And, you know, I laugh just like you do, but we see it every single day.
And you hate to, as a human, you know, you hate to be that person, but as a legal professional, especially a legal professional of all the different professions involved in this, you need to be that person. You need to be that person who brings that up because, again, you know, my wet blanket or whatever you want to call it, you know, that is a very real situation. I know that firsthand. And those considerations can be, you know, not what you want to think about, much like estate planning and the death of a parent or et cetera and how that's going to go down. But it is a real thing. These do happen.
Certainly. And I'll use a personal example. You know, I always hear the ones that really make me laugh, and I do laugh a lot throughout the day, but it's when the parents would say, oh my God, my kids would never do that.
Right.
Or that would never happen. And I say, okay, well, let's just play out my example just in case.
Right.
Now, my parents are very realistic. Like I am practical. You know, my brother's been through a divorce. He's happily married. However, you know, they see what could happen. And my parents only have two kids, my brother and myself.
Sure.
And so, you know, when they die, it comes to us, and I have two kids. And so if I die before they do, it goes to my two kids. And I will say this, and my parents will attest to this, that, you know, the love is equal for me from them that it is for my husband. I think my mom talks to my husband more than she talks to me on the However, with that being said, I said to them, and I didn't do their plan, but we were talking about, you know, if I die, who do you want to manage my kids' money?
Right.
And my mom said, I love Jason. I do.
Yeah.
But if you're dead and he remarries some bimbo, I don't even know if I can say that, but that's a quote from Pam.
Yeah.
I don't want him having access to my grandkids' money. And I said, of course.
Right.
I agree with you. I would recommend my brother then in that instance being in charge.
Sure.
But these are things that, you know, we have levity. I can talk with my parents about that. But some clients, you know, this is a really touchy subject that nobody wants to think about.
Right.
You know, I don't want to think about, you know, God forbid I would predecease my parents. No parent wants to lose a child.
No, right.
But it happens.
Uh-huh.
So you really need to put consideration into the what ifs.
Right.
You know, the basics are pretty easy, but the what ifs are where it makes my clients really, really have to dig deep and think.
Yeah.
And if they don't have that next of kin, meaning grandkids, I always say I'd much rather you pick somebody than it acceding to the state of Pennsylvania. And I don't think people realize that can happen. If there's nobody there to inherit, Pennsylvania is on that list of who may inherit down the road.
And life is about what ifs, is it not? It's about. It is great to have a plan. It's great to have that plan, seen through. It's great to have all the things you want laid out in front of you on your path throughout this crazy thing we call life. But there are what ifs. There are what ifs that come at you from every angle, from every direction, from every day, every night, every corner, seemingly. That's what life is all about. Yes, the plan that lays ahead of you that you may set for yourself, but also the what ifs. Conti Law is a place where, you know, if you want to manage all of it, the good stuff, the bad stuff, the ugly stuff, that's where you go. 724-784-0239 as we wrap things up here on this edition of Essentials of Estate Planning here on the Talk of Pittsburgh 1320. Daryl Grandy talking about with Michelle Conte of Conte Law, contelawpgh.com. The what ifs, it's all about those. And that's what Michelle specializes in. That's what her team specializes in, those what ifs. Bring things to the table, the kitchen table, that you may not necessarily think of. You may not necessarily want to think of, but the things that are very, very real, and Michelle's caseload proves it nonetheless. So 724-784-0239, also available on the socials as well. ContiLawPGH.com is the website. Two physical locations in the area, 7880 Steubenville Pike in North Fayette. I'll be there next week. And the Waynesburg location, 3157 Mount Morris Road, Suite 104 in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania. Whew, it's been a fun show. It's been a very eye-opening show and a lot of what-ifs on the table. And very important that you bring that up. Thank you for this discussion, Michelle. Very much excited. Look forward to doing it next week.
I can't wait to see you next week.
I'll be there. It'll be a fun thing. It'll be a fun time indeed for all involved here on the Talk of Pittsburgh 1320 WJAS Essentials of Estate Planning. We'll see you right back here in 7 days. Take care. Have a great weekend.